don't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this absolutely magnificent Monday, January 13th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to share with the audience and also have you talk about something that you did for me last week. After getting through the holidays and all the things, parting and all the things that we did, I needed a little tune-up, and you said, let me scan you and see what's going on in your body. And one of the things you did in the scan, and you always do this for everybody, it's very important to you that you provide this service to them, is you have in the program, the scan itself, the ability to look at people's spines, and you've actually dedicated a full page of the spine and the markers that you read from that. Explain that process to the people, and why do you do that for them?
Oh, well, before I started doing this job, my other job was I went out to chiropractic school with my husband. And when I understood and learned the power of what the central nervous system does for every single person, when I fully grasped the message, I remember looking around at all, thinking about all the chiropractors that I had been to throughout my life, and how many of them didn't explain it the way that I was being taught it. And so once you see something, you can't unsee it.
Right.
I was like, oh my God, the world needs to know about what the body's able to do. Your body literally is able to heal and repair if your central nervous system is flowing the right way. So that's why when I did create the bio survey that we use in our office, it wasn't just me. It was like, I was just the little girl over there in the corner working with all these like big doctors when we were putting this all together. And I said, you know, I definitely want to make sure that it has a spine as part of the bio survey, because I want to make sure that clients can understand what I see, because most of them have been their chiropractors. You know, a lot of people have been their chiropractor, and no one's ever been taught how the spine works and how God created it. So I know that I would not be able to go to bed sleeping well at night had I not, because I had the option to remove it at some point, you know, when...
Sure.
When my husband and I parted ways, well, he left, I had the ability to remove the spine from the scan, because frankly, is it going to, you look at it, most people are like, well, just remove it. It's not going to benefit you anymore, because, you know, people aren't going to go see a chiropractor. I'm like, well, that's not it. I mean, because chiropractors are all over the United States, and they can go find somebody. They just need to know why they need to go see a chiropractor.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Well, in the scan that you did for me, I was shocked to see how bad I was, especially up in my neck area, C3, C4, C5, and even others. And I printed that page out And I went to, like you said, a local chiropractor, Dr. Rick, here in Torch Lake.
Awesome.
And I had a visit with him on Saturday morning, and I showed him your scan, and he's like, "Where did you get that from?" That was his first question. And I told him, you know, you provided it for me as part of the scan you were doing for me. And he started feeling, and he's like, "Yep, her scan is right. C3, C4, 5, 6, 7, something's going on down here in the lower area. Oh. I think it's S4, S5.
Mm-hmm.
And he confirmed everything. I'll tell you what, he gave me an adjustment. And when he did that neck area where you're yelling at me, C3,
yes.
C4.
Yes, yes.
Missy, I got to tell you, my face went on fire with blood flow.
Gives me goosebumps. Yes, right.
Oh, my God. My cheeks got hot, and I could feel the blood flowing to my cheeks. And it was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Your body's divine. Yep.
Yeah. Well, you showed me on the chart, too, on the same scan report, C3, C4 affecting thyroid and so many other organs. We're going to talk about that.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Fundraising is one of the most critical responsibilities of the state party chairman. Recently, the GOP state committee set a rule. Chairman candidates must raise at least $15,000 from at least 6 different donors. And within a day and a half, I'd already raised all that money. In fact, I raised an additional $100,000. For 16 years, I've been winning elections because I consistently raised the funds needed to succeed. And today, we can keep on winning.
Paid for by Jim Runstad for Michigan Republican Party state chairman.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Missy talking about our spines and blood flow and things working together, going to the organs. I want to talk about that part of it, Missy, because for some reason, when these organs and these systems are not working properly, this all leads not only to not being healthy, but also being fat and all the other medications that people are on.
Oh my God. Do we have an hour to talk about this?
Yes.
So let's just do a quick anatomy, and I'd bring it down to this like fifth grade summary, right? So your brain is up in your head. And so first of all, when a baby is born, the brain is formed, and then right after the brain, God created the central nervous system. The central nervous system is the lifeline to your body. And the central nervous system would be unprotected unless he put some bones around it. That's called the spine. So the spine is housing the nerves that run from your brain. So that you got brain and these a lot of nerves, and the nerves go, and when the brain communicates, it sends an electrical impulse down, and then it's got to be it's a tracking loop, and it's got to come right back up to the brain and tell the brain everything that it just saw going on down below, because it's in charge of your heart, your lungs, it's in charge of every single organ in your body. So you got to think about this, and from the brain, it sends the electrical impulse down, the loop comes back up. It takes, I think, 1 or 2 seconds. From the brain, sends the electrical impulse to tell the heart. It's when it's going down, it's an informational pipeline of telling every organ what to do. Well, then, let's just say we talked about cervical 1, cervical 2, cervical 3, and go all the way down. Well, say cervical 1 and cervical 2, they're, let's call those exit ramps. You got C1, and there's an exit ramp, and everything coming off of C1, what are we looking at? It's called the master organ control system. I mean, so cervical 1, anytime when I'm doing scans with people, and if I see that anyone's C1, 2, 3, or 4 is out of whack, I shouldn't say out of whack, but when there is pressure is on that nerve. If there's pressure on the nerve and it's going to compromise, the electrical impulse is going to that specific body's organ. So when with you, I was like, oh my gosh, I mean, you could tell how bad it is. I mean, because it's everything's quantified, folks. So when I looked at it, I was like, okay, anytime I see up in the upper cervical, something's, I don't like what I see. I stay there on topic for a while to make sure people understand what I'm explaining to them, because I do provide a spine on the website. So I'll say, okay, if you look at cervical number 2, cervical number 3, you see how the graph has gone really red. Let's go down and look at the spine, and let's see what exit ramp, if you're coming off of C2, if there's pressure on the nerve at C2, that's controlling your pituitary, your brain. It's controlling your brain. It's controlling your pituitary, your face, your eyes, your ears, your parathyroid gland, your scalp, your sinuses, your tongue, your teeth, your jaw, and your thyroid. Well, and it, obviously it controls a lot more than that, but you know, for sake of space on this paperwork, you know, we only throw things up there. And so if you have pressure on that specific nerve, the dysfunction could lead to this symptom, which could be headaches, migraines, earaches, flu, your immune system's lower, sore throat, sinus, fatigue, vertigo, anxiety, memory loss, visual or auditory disturbances. So if hopefully people understand this, I mean, I always like to use this visual too. Let's pretend Vicky's has got her garden hose out. Her garden hose is like 50 feet long, and she's out there watering the vegetables and, you know, just spraying them down because she's got to give them water. And you're thinking you're being funny, and you're up there, you know, closer to the where the pot or the hose. You're putting your, let's just say you went and you're standing on the hose.
Okay.
You're standing on the hose. And so Vicky's just down there, and she's like, wow, our vegetables aren't going to get a lot of water this year because it doesn't look like there's a lot of water coming out. And then she turns around and goes, Randy, take your foot off the hose.
Right.
Let the water flow out. So sure enough, you take your foot off, and voila, the water, let's call that the electrical message that it needs to talk to your heart. Again, this, and it falls in line with frequencies. This is all where our bodies are amazing. If the symphony is right in our body, we should not have sickness, illness, and diseases. Well, what happens is when you take the pressure off by getting, I call it a specific scientific adjustment to that location of the body, you take the pressure off the nerve, which is just like taking your foot off the hose, voila, all those organs start to get the message from the brain telling them what to do. And so this is where when you go to a chiropractor that, you know, talks like I talk, they're going to want, they're going to want to take care of that problem. And it's not just, remember, this isn't just about pain, because only 6% of your body has pain receptors on it. So how many people might have some issues? Let's go on down to the heart. Your heart's getting the electrical impulses to tell it what to do by the thoracics, the thoracic 1, 2, 3, and 4. Thoracics 1, 2, 3, and 4 control the heart's electrical impulses. How many people drop dead or have a heart attack and they didn't know there's any problem with their heart because their heart hadn't hurt until they started having a heart attack?
Right.
Well, the heart didn't get a pain receptor. Well, let's go to the lung situation. How many kids, I mean, I can tell you this, because when we used to have what we call a drug trash can in our office, anytime somebody got off medication that did not need it any longer, they threw their empty bottle, you know, they'd have to empty them out, they throw their empty bottle into that drug trash can. And our goal every year was like, how many empty bottles can go in that drug trash can? Well, I remember one year, I just started seeing a ton of asthma inhalers in there. And I came into the office one day. I was like, oh, my gosh, what is going on? They're like, oh, this whole little kids hockey team's been coming in. And, well, think about it. All these little kids are getting jammed up in their lungs. Well, what controls the impulse electrical current to the lungs? Thoracic 1, 2, 3, and 4. Well, you know, kids are hard on their bodies. And you know, and maybe they've got pushed down. You can imagine what happens.
Yeah,
and there's pressure on the nerve. You get an adjustment on that area. You take the pressure off the nerve, and what starts to function again the right way? Your lungs.
The lungs.
How many women needed to get pregnant, and they've been going and taking, oh my God, spending how much money to do, and you know, all that stuff they had to do to get pregnant, you know, that in vitro stuff, $10,000 and remortgaging their house and everything. Well, you know what kind of got funny is like, well, go see Dr. Mark because he helps get women pregnant. Ha ha ha. You know, he right. Yeah. But what happens is
because there was something restricting the blood flow to the organ of the uterus, well, perhaps causing him not to be able to get pregnant.
And now let's not call it blood flow. It's called an electrical shortage. It's an electricity.
As you're talking, I'm thinking as being a former, in my younger days, an apprentice for an electrician.
Yes.
And instead of rigid pipe conduit, which you're familiar with in your commercial buildings for most of your lighting and electrical plugs and switches.
Right.
Flex conduit.
Yes.
The bendable snake.
Yeah.
Well, that is basically what you're describing is the spine, is the bone, is a flexible conduit, and you've got the nerves, is the electrical wires running through that conduit. I understand now.
So let's go down here into the lower lumbars. So think about this, folks. If you're having, okay, so lumbars, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's call them all exit ramps. So what's that exit ramp lead us to? L1 through 5. It leads us to large intestine, small intestine, ovaries, your prostate, testicles, reproductive organs, you know, on and on and on. So, if you have pressure on the nerve, what are some of the symptoms in this lower lumbar area? Constipation, diarrhea, gassy, bloating, bedwetting. Oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many men became chiropractors because when they eventually, some of these men, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, bedwetting isn't something people like to talk about, but when little boys, you know, even little girls, but little boys have bedwetting problems and they're getting in trouble for it, well, a lot of times it is because the lower lumbar, the electrical current to tell their little, you know, bowel or bladder to be held and controlled, it's not working. It's dysfunctioning. So many guys, because they went to a chiropractor early on in life, say 13, 14. One of them was 18 years old. He started going to a chiropractor because he got hurt. Well, obviously injured. And then by the time he's got his injury all, he doesn't hurt, his back doesn't hurt anymore, his bedwetting stopped.
Wow.
And that, yeah. So you look at it. So you've got infertility. So I want to say at least about 20 women. We had 20 women come in that could not get pregnant. 19 of them were able to get pregnant. Well, 18 were able to get pregnant by getting their lower lumbars adjusted. The one lady, she wasn't getting pregnant. So the chiropractor said, let's bring in your husband. Let's see if it's your husband. Uh-huh. And it was the husband. So he got adjusted. The electrical current went back into the reproductive steps of his stuff, and yeah. She got pregnant. The one lady that could not get pregnant, it come to find out she had some kind of cone-shaped uterus that was just deformed.
Malformed, right.
Malformed, yeah. So in talking about this, let's go back and like look at the original chiropractor. The man who discovered chiropractic was D.D. Palmer. And D.D. Palmer just had this epiphany. I call it a God moment, when all of a sudden he's like, wow, what if this is how the body works? This is just how I described it. And sure enough, he was working, I don't know, some guy had lost his hearing named Harvey Lillard. This guy named Harvey Lillard lost his hearing, and D.D. Palmer, you know, was like palpating him. That's how you said your chiropractor was touching you. It's called palpation. They're moving range of motion, feeling where you're jammed up, locked up with the bones. Again, it is up there in the auditory system where your hearing's at, up there in cervical 1, cervical 2, and 3. So he gave Harvey Lillard an adjustment. I don't know how many he did, but at one point it has been said, Harvey Lillard said, I can hear the horses coming down the cobblestone. Wow. And at that point, it was like, holy crap. Well, then word got out. Well, then all of a sudden, he starts training people on how to do this. And then the original chiropractors all wound up in jail. They all kept getting sentenced to jail for practicing medicine without a license. But frankly, what was happening is it was causing a lot of people to not go to the doctor anymore, because what would end up being proven down the road is that every time you get an adjustment, your immune system goes up 400%. And let me tell this to people too, because there's also physical therapy and massage therapy. Those are awesome, but I want to give this illustration too. I know we're running out of time. I want everyone to picture, you put a rubber band on the end of your pointer finger, and you tighten it really up, and you tighten it up. What's going to happen? It's going to reduce, you're going to know the blood flow is going to choke off, and your finger's going to get really red at the end. Well, let's go to a physical therapist, and let's just stretch that finger, stretch, and you walk away. From the physical therapist, did that physical therapist take the rubber band off? No. Did the massage therapist, they're going to get out there, rub. Did it take the pressure off? No. Only a chiropractor or somebody that knows how to take the pressure off the nerve can remove that restriction. That's why physical therapists, the medical model, glommed onto them early on, 20 years ago when they started becoming a thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, this would be amazing if a physical therapist and a chiropractor could work together, because they understand the body. But because the physical therapy was such a cash cow, the medical model gobbled them up and just made a fortune. The physical therapist making $85,000 a year, which probably brought in that doctor's office $2 million.
Unbelievable. Yeah, well, I know. This is all, folks, everything she's talking about, just described, is in the scan. All you have to do is go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, schedule an appointment, get a free phone consult. She can explain it more, do a scan, learn all about your body. Missy, thank you so much for explaining.
You are
that
welcome.
Was a great explanation. Greatly appreciate you.
I love chiropractors. Go
yes.
to the chiropractor. Okay.
Absolutely love it. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.